Baie welkom by ons getuienisprogram Draaipunt op 'n Vrydag aand 9:00. Onthou Draaipunt word weer uitgesaai op 'n Sondagmiddag 5:30 en jy is baie welkom om te kom saamkuier. Onthou ook as jy 'n getuienis het, kom deel dit met ons. SMS net die woord Draaipunt na 32716 en dan bel ek vir jou terug en dan deel jy ook jou getuienis met ons luisteraars. Ek dink nie jy sal ooit weet wat dit vir mense beteken nie. Mense wat soms voel dat hulle alleen is in 'n situasie. En dan hoor hulle getuienis van iemand wat ook daar was en wat vandag kan getuig dat daar altyd hoop is. Now, one of the dreaded diseases of our day and age is cancer. In fact, some people won't even say the word out loud. But the Bible is true, and you're going to hear now how our guest in the studio is going to tell us that everything is under the authority of God our Father. With me in the studio, I've got Carol van Biljon. Carol, it's so nice to have you here, and thanks for traveling all the way to come and also share your testimony with us.
Well, thank you, Lorraine. It's lovely being here with you.
Well, you know what? I've often thought about this. I don't think a person will ever really know what it feels like to get the diagnosis of cancer unless you've been there.
That's true.
It happened to you one day that you had to hear that. So what goes through a person? How did it feel for you?
I'll start at the beginning. It starts, you have something simple that's bothering you. I had a hardness in my lower abdomen area that was sort of stabbing. So I go to the doctor and he says to me, his face turns to concern and he says, with all certainty, this is ovarian cancer.
My word.
Yes. He said, you know, this growth, I want to tell you, this 12 by 15 centimeter growth I'm feeling,
Wow. If
it's not encapsulated, the possibility is it's touching your bowels, your colon, and your liver. And if that is so, you might not last a year.
What?
So what happens is the death takes over. Fear takes over. That's all you are hearing. And you start reasoning. You think you can reason it away. I say to the doctor, but I don't have a family history of cancer. I lead a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, it is. And
were you alone when he gave you that diagnosis?
I was alone. So on my way home, you're even wondering, how will you get home? You are so shook up.
Yeah.
You didn't take somebody with you because you had a little tummy problem.
Sure.
And I cried in the car and I pleaded with the Lord and I said, God, please don't let my minor children suffer again. Please don't take me because I know I'm going to die of this because my children lost their father to skin cancer just 6 years prior. So that's all I'm saying. Please, please, you know, but you're half doubtful. I'm saying, please don't take my life. But at the same time, I'm believing I will die.
This is terrible, Carol. And, you know, even today I can see that it still has an effect on you. How long ago was this?
This was July 2015 that I received the diagnosis.
So from there, how does the story go?
So from there, how the story goes, and when I got home after the doctor, obviously now fear has taken over and death my emotion. So for 2 days, that's what I'm doing. I'm saying, what will my children do without me?
How old were they, Carol?
My daughter was 18. She was in a matric year. And my son, he was 13.
Wow.
So they still need their mommy.
Yeah, vulnerable.
And they still
age.
Need lots of motherly advice.
Yeah.
So I just started writing down motherly advice. And, you know, they need passwords. They need legal documents. Putting it all in a book, trying to just get it all done. Because you start feeling now death. The thoughts of death has taken over. This might happen tomorrow. You know,
wow.
The doctor could be wrong. I might not have a year. But my mother came to visit me on a day, and she was alarmed. And she said to me, if I do not change the words of my mouth, I might possibly die.
Wow.
And she suggested, why don't I trust the Lord for healing? I rejected, outright rejected what my mother said to me, causing her great pain. And I said, Mommy, I don't want to hear about a possible healing that I might experience. All I want to hear that you are going to be the guardian of my children, that you will take care of them and my home. That's what I want to settle. Not anything, nothing godly I want to hear right now. But in an instant, I heard a voice deep inside of me say, what do you know to be the truth?
Well,
I knew that was the Lord without a doubt. Yeah. I stood at attention and I made a declaration and I said, the truth that I know is the cross.
Wow.
Why did I give my heart to you, Lord, in the first place? Because of the cross. Because of the completed work of
Amen.
The cross that cannot be undone. Do you know what happened, Lorraine? As I declared the truth, it started to expel the fear that had taken violent control
wow.
of my emotion. And you know that verse that says, his truth will set you free.
Yes.
And I felt free. And as I said it more and more, and then I became determined that I will have to go and open my Bible and go find more words of truth.
Amen.
Because he's watching over his word to perform it. And his word in my mouth is giving direction to my life.
Yes.
So it's best to say what he says. And that was the turn when I heard his voice inside of me to go find, what does he say?
And you know, he says, by my stripes you are
Amen.
Healed. Not were, are healed.
Are healed. It's done. Completed work of the cross. He's not going to pay the price again. He has
Amen.
Paid it. So let me tell you, nothing prepared me for the agonizing pain I experienced on chemo. You are irrational. For 6 to 8 hours, every third week, you are being filled with drugs. You are losing your hair,
wow.
your eyebrows, your chest is gone, you are changing, you are bloated. You are looking very much like a zombie.
Oh, wow.
And the children are afraid. They're tiptoeing. They're passing past your bedroom. There are times you feel healthier, you know, but there are times that when you go lie down, you do not know if you are going to wake up. But I had to do everything possible. I realized I need to make loud declarations
yes.
so they can hear it
yes.
for their sake, that they would know I'm okay.
Wow.
So I could tell them and show them that the Bible says it's God's will for us to live a long and a healthy life.
There you go.
But you know, they love the parables at their age. So the parable that I shared with them was the story of the leper. Now the leper knew that Jesus was able to heal. Jesus was healing all over
yeah.
town. But his question was, are you willing to do it for me?
Mm-hmm.
But that is where I found myself when I was under fear. Yes, God heals, but will he do it for me? And I could assure them and tell them, yes, the answer is yes.
Yes.
He is willing to do it for mommy. And you know, as you speak truth to your children, even though they're not always believing everything, it's taking root.
Yes.
You're planting the seeds.
Absolutely.
You know? And so when I got to the point of my third chemo session, I stood in my kitchen and I was so overcome with emotion and I cried before my Lord, because it's not easy. You know the truth, you are reading it, but you need to labor in it.
Yes.
And as you labor in it and say it, others will join their faith with you.
Amen.
Prayer warriors come up, you know,
yeah.
family, people do, but you must labor at it all the time and you must keep it. You must not let it be stolen from you. So I said, I prayed to the Lord and I said, Lord, I can't do this anymore. The pain, the suffering. Am I not going to take myself and put myself in my mommy's car for her to take me to the chemo rooms to come back and go through all this torment, especially because I still was receiving the Neulasta treatment? I said, I can't watch my children suffer like this. And I said, Lord, can you now show the world that you are my healer? I've stood on your word. Let this be over, please.
Wow.
But once again, a sense of peace inside of me, knowing right there and then he's with me, he's right here, and saying to him, you know, Lord, I will give consideration to your truth today, that by your stripes I'm healed, no matter what the report of the doctor
there
says.
You go.
No matter what, I have to stand on a truth right now
yeah.
and not be shook. So when I went to see the oncologist, he told me, Mrs. Van Biljon, you are progressing well. You're not there yet, but you are progressing. What a miracle. Not everybody progresses. Not
True.
Everybody progresses well. So that is a miracle. So no need to go home and cry and say, Lord, you did not hear my prayer. No, I didn't have to run around that mountain. We then settled and I continued. So when I got to the sixth chemo session, you know, I had, they were speaking of a further operation. And I was again anxious, saying to the Lord, I don't want to be operated on again because the first operation, I nearly lost my life. The surgeons fought to stop the bleeding after a full abdominal hysterectomy and the removal of a 1.6 kilo growth.
Wow.
But once again saying, if you were with me in that first operation, you will be with me again. Once again settling. And it's amazing how in this turmoil, in this panic that comes, you can feel his peace, and then you know he's there, and you can have this discussion. But when I went into the oncologist's room to hear now about there was a cyst and a lymph node, and you know there's always more things showing up, he was standing and he was smiling. That was a surprise.
Wow.
Because normally everything is low key, not much smiling, everything very serious. And he said, Mrs. Mambalyan, today the oncology department declares you disease free. I said, what? Look what my God has done.
Wow.
He has saved my life and he has healed me from cancer. He did not leave me. He did not forsake me.
Yes.
Has taken care of myself and of my children. I said, what about the ovarian mass that came up again? He said, you know what? It's gone. That lymph and cystic node has shrunk to normal size.
Wow.
Your ovi marker, normal. I said, see what my God has done. And let me tell you, Lorraine, God doesn't only take care of you, but of your children.
Amen.
That was my concern. So my children, in that year, amidst that fiery trial, my daughter passed matric with an A, 5 distinctions,
praise
a
God.
Full scholarship, a 3-year working contract, and my son with an A. My God took care of them because he says he's a father to the fatherless and a defender of widows. So in a car accident, we were also in this time. My children climbed out, and on the side of the road, I heard them saying things. When I went closer, they were saying, Satan, you tried to scare us when you wanted to take my mother's life, our mother's life by disease. And now in this car accident, but we say to you, you get away from our lives right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You go.
Well,
God taught my children his ways in this trial. That was my heart. So let me tell you, he takes care of not only you, of your children, of your loved ones, but throughout my family. So Lorraine, all this led to me writing a book. For the word says that the devil is a defeated enemy.
Yes.
He's under
our
feet. He's under our feet, you know. And so I wrote this book because I want others to know that when we pray, God answers.
When we pray, miracles happen. Now with me in the studio, I've got Carol van Bullion, and she wrote this beautiful book with the amazing title, Cancer Bow to the King. Every knee shall bow, even yours, cancer, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Carol, if there's anybody who wants to get hold of the book, where can they get it?
Lorraine, the book has an email address, cancerbowed@outlook.com. The book also has its own Facebook page.
Wow.
Cancer Bowed to the King. It's also on Amazon. Cancer Bowed to the King. A message can also be sent to 072-117-6670.
Carol, you came to bless us today. In closing, won't you just do a prayer for someone who's struggling with exactly what you went through to comfort them in this time,
yes,
please?
I will do just
Thank
so.
Thank you.
God, I pray for others that's on this road, that you will comfort them, that you will bless them and surround them,
yes, Lord,
with
Amen.
Support, with prayer warriors, that people that can speak positivity
Amen.
Over them and in their lives, with others that will step in when they are weak and be strong for them,
Amen.
Lord, that you will always implant and show them that no matter what, you will not leave them, you will not forsake them. And Father, I pray that you will bless them, their children, all their family members,
Amen.
Their extended family, the peoples in their circles, their friend groups, their home churches, that you will bless them all. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
And amen. cancerbowed@outlook.com, and also go and check out the Facebook page. Carol van Bullion, thanks for coming in. God bless you richly with a long and healthy and happy life.
Thank you, Lorraine, and I pray that same blessing on you
Amen.
And your family and
Thank
on Radio
you.
Tigerberg. Thank you for having me.